This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Tihar being celebrated today, worshipping cows and oxen. Newar community to perform self-worship as part of Mopuza this evening. Nepal Sambat 1145 begins today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli proclaims that Nepal Sambat is a calendar rooted in Nepali culture. 84 Palestinians, including more than 50 children, killed in two Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. And Nepal qualifies for the quarterfinals of Hong Kong Cricket Sixes tournament. Now the news in detail. Nepal Sambat 1145, Gai Puja, Guru Puja, Govardhan Puja and Ma Puja are being observed as part of a five-day-long Tihar festival throughout the country today. Gai Puja is done to worship cows, which is a sacred animal revered as Mata or Mother by Nepali people. Modern science has also proved that indigenous breeds of cows observe the energy from the sun and the moon in their hump, which is transmitted through milk to humans. The cows are fed with sweets and delicacies, as it is believed that doing so, the cow would have the person's soul cross a mythical river to heaven after death. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podil, together with his wife Sabita Podil, performed Gai Puja, cow worship. There is also a tradition of worshipping cow as a symbol of goddess Lakshmi today. President Podil worshipped cow ritually and fed delicious food to her as Sheetal Nivas. Likewise, Nepal Sambat 1145 and Ma Puja is also being celebrated today, organizing various programs. The Nepal Sambat was begun by Shankhadar Shankhwa by relieving the people of Nepal of debt during the rule of Lichchabi King Raghav Dev in 880 AD. Recognizing the contribution of Shankhadar Shankhwa to the country and people, the government announced Shankhwa a national luminary on November 18, 1999. Likewise, in a message of best wishes on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1145, Speaker Devraj Ghimire wished for prosperity, peace and good health to all the Nepalese. Speaker Ghimire said Nepal Sambat represents Nepal's cultural and historical identity and it is connected to economic independence and social reform of Newar community. Likewise, Ma Puja ritual will be observed in the evening, which is the worship of the self. Ma Puja is based on the religious belief that the soul or self is the most important in the world and that if the soul is satisfied, the gods are also satisfied and one's life becomes meaningful and prosperous. Meanwhile, the President, Vice President, Prime Minister as well as various party heads and leaders have issued statements extending best wishes to all those celebrating the Nepal Sambat today. Nepal Sambat 1145, that is New Year of Newari community, also known as Nudaya Bhintuna in Nepal Bhasa, is being celebrated today. Various events have been organized today to celebrate Nepal Sambat 1145 throughout the Kathmandu Valley and across the country. Nepal Sambat is not only being celebrated by the Newar community, but all the people of Nepal, promoting sense of unity among culture as well as shared happiness and communal celebration. The Nepal Sambat is an indigenous calendar of Nepal. Special programs were held in Basantapur, Timi in Bhaktapur and Mangal Bazar in Lalitpur on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1145. During a ceremony organized in Madhyapur Timi, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that the government will move forward with the process of including Nepal Bhasa in the curriculum. While paying tribute to the statue of Shankhadar Shankhwa, the Prime Minister emphasized the need for everyone to work together to preserve language, culture and civilization. The Prime Minister emphasized that various efforts are underway at the government level to protect Newari language, also known as Nepal Bhasa. These efforts include the publication and broadcasting of news in Nepal Bhasa by Radio Nepal, National News Agency, RSS and Nepal Television. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey noted that Shankhadar Shankhwa provided a sense of patriotism and national identity at that time. During the main event held in Basantapur, Prime Minister Oli urged that no activity should disrupt cultural celebration. Prime Minister Oli also expressed the government's commitment to effectively implementing Nepal Bhasa in official work, promoting research on national luminary Shankhadar Shankhwa, and including Nepal Bhasa as an optional subject for grade 9 and 10. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has proclaimed that Nepal Sambat is a calendar rooted in Nepali culture. Speaking at an event celebrating the Nepal Sambat 1145 in Mangal Bazar Patan, Prime Minister Oli stated that Newar civilization and culture are vital for the world. Prime Minister Oli shares that all languages and cultures of Nepal should be protected, including the Nepal Bhasha. Additionally, the government led by former Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda had previously recognized Nepal Sambat as a national calendar and decided to implement it in official work. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Gaza's government media office reports that 84 Palestinians, including more than 50 children, were killed in two Israeli airstrikes on residential buildings in northern Gaza in attacks described as brutal massacre. According to Al Jazeera, the United States is to deploy more military assets to the Middle East, including Navy warships, jet fighters, and long-range bomber aircraft. Aid groups say the third phase of a postponed mass polio vaccination drive is scheduled to restart in Gaza. The mass polio campaign was stalled amid Israeli attacks and mass displacement of North Gaza's population under military siege for almost 1 month. Israel's genocide in Gaza has killed at least 43,259 Palestinians since October 7, 2023. Lebanese Health Ministry says that in Lebanon, at least 2,897 people have been killed in Israeli attacks since the war on Gaza began, with 30 people killed across the country in the past 24 hours. Emergency teams in Spain are continuing their efforts to locate dozens of people still missing in what is the worst flooding disaster in generations. According to the BBC, more than 200 people are known to have died, with most fatalities happening in the Valencia region, but the dead toll is expected to rise. Some residents say more lives could have been saved if the local authorities had been quicker to warn of the flood risks. According to the authorities, so far more than 200 people have died. The world's largest nature protection conference in Colombia has agreed to establish a permanent body representing the interest of indigenous peoples under the UN's Biodiversity Convention. Representatives of indigenous communities, many adorned in traditional dress, erupted in cheers and chants after the unanimous decision by 196 countries to create a subsidiary body. This new body will focus on issues relevant to indigenous people and local communities, as reported by Agence France-Presse. This landmark decision marked the first major breakthrough at the 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, to the UN Convention on Biodiversity. Now on to a sports update. Nepal has defeated Australia by 11 runs in the match held under the Hong Kong Cricket Sixes tournament underway in Hong Kong. In the match, Nepal posted a total of 111 runs in the scheduled 6 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. This is the second straight win for Nepal. In the first match of the tournament, Nepal had defeated England by 6 wickets. With the win, Nepal has qualified for the quarterfinals of the tournament, where it will meet Sri Lanka. The Hong Kong Cricket Sixes is a 6-a-side international cricket tournament held in Hong Kong, comprising between 8 and 12 teams. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in most parts of the country today. Brief rain thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two parts of hilly regions of rest of the provinces. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of rest of the provinces. There is also partial impact of the westerly wind, local wind and a low pressure system around Bangladesh and Assam, India, across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tihar being celebrated today, worshipping cows and oxen. Nevar community to perform self-worship as part of Ma Puja this evening. Nepal Sambat 1145 begins today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli proclaims that Nepal Sambat is a calendar rooted in Nepali culture. 84 Palestinians, including more than 50 children, killed in 2 Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. And Nepal qualifies for the quarterfinals of Hong Kong Cricket Sixes tournament. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.